Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This conference is being recorded.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to another powerful Monday night of prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive. We into the second month of 2020, and it is powerful because God have a word for you, you, and you in the name of Jesus. And I just want to say get a pencil and paper ready to hear a word from the Lord. Open up your ears to hear, your hearts to receive what thus saying the Lord for you, you, and you. And knowing Mark 11, he said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be shall be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in our heart, but shall have believed those things which we ask. My brothers and sisters, he's given us the power to speak to our situation, to speak about our loved ones. He given us the power. Luke 10:19 tells us he give us the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and the power of our enemies and by no harm to come to us. So we have the power. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changed not. He healed over 2,000 years ago. He will heal today. Believe and receive and doubt not in your heart. He saved over 2,000 years ago. He is saved today. He delivered then. He'll deliver now. We got to believe and receive and doubt not in our hearts. But one thing, we got to forgive. If we have any, we got to forgive in order for our Heavenly Father to forgive us. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. God loves you, and he's got your back. So get ready for your breakthrough and not a breakdown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Scripture reference shall be taken from Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 to 18. We are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We have come tonight humbly before your throne, Father, with thanksgiving to our hearts, and we enter to your court with praise, because this is the day the Lord has made, and I rejoice and was glad in it. We just stopped by tonight to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy, how it kept us, how it sustained us, Lord God, kept us from seen and unseen danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, we was blessed going out and blessed coming in on today, and we stopped by to say thank you. Oh, we just thank you for the power you've given us. your wonder-working power moving in this hour. Father, may you be continuously glorified, because, Father, without you, we are nothing. Father, without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for strength today. We thank you for your peace today in the midst of our storms. In spite of what we're going through, we just say thank you for the going through and praise you for bringing us out with our heads up and our hands up, giving you all the praise. Because, Father, we can't do nothing without you. You said in your word, we'll go through the waters, we will not drown. We'll go through the fires, we will not burn. So you let us know we're going to go through some things in our life. But you're bringing us out with our heads up and our hands up, and we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord, because this is the day the Lord has made, and I did rejoice, and I say thank you. And I will continue to look to the hills where cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. My strength comes from the Lord. My peace comes from the Lord. Because you say in your word, Lord, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Now does the world give it to us, let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. Oh, Father, we just stop by tonight and say thank you. Oh, we complete the blood over this line tonight to drive off every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. And that welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in every household on this line tonight. Have your way, Lord God. We thank you and bless you for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, even our neighbors' children, Lord God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods tonight, God, to drive our spirits in our neighborhoods that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we say thank you. Thank you for silencing the violence in our neighborhoods, in our city, in the nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done, not my will, but your will. Not my way, but your way. Have your way tonight, Lord God, and give us ears to hear and hearts to receive, Lord God, and be doers of the word, Lord God. Forgive like you forgive us, to love like you love us. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord God, and we say thank you. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God. Continuously bless him, Lord God. Continue to dispatch his angels around him and his entire family, Lord God, keeping them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. This is 2020. It's a new year. It's warfare time, God, for us to take back what the enemy has trying to take from us, Lord God. Our loved ones, our help, our finances. But we come back in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to take it back in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord God, tonight. We love you, we need you, and we're nothing without you. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Lord God, we just give you all the honor and glory and praise. We thank you for the divine blood anointing. We thank you for the divine blood anointing, the precious blood of Yeshua, your holy, only begotten Son. Lord, we thank you that we've entered into this new year, 2020, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that it really has a holy, prophetic meaning, a meaning concerning the Hebrew year of 5780. Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. For it is truly the Hebrew year at this time, 5780. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that this year is about seeing and speaking kingdom legacy. That's the true prophetic, the holy prophetic meaning of this biblical scriptural Hebrew year. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Now is the time that we speak as Zion and as the body of Christ that has been risen up, that shines. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. We need to speak to all circumstances in the faith and power of God. We thank you, Lord, for that knowledge of truth. Hallelujah. For light has come to the body of Christ concerning Israel as well. Hallelujah. Thank you for that similar visitation, Lord, that you sent, that is recorded in Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 1. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, that whether believers and saints of God or Jews that have received Messiah or from other nations that have received Messiah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now is the time for all God's people to enter into the holy commanded miracle blessing of God in this new year. Hallelujah. We thank you for the significance of this year. Father God, tonight, people are going to receive something, Lord, you showed me in the vision. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Earlier today, you showed me in the divine vision from the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you, Lord. And Lord, even now, I'm in a Holy Ghost trance, and I can see healings and miracles in people's bodies at this holy season, at this holy new year. Father, I ask you to heal, touch, bless, deliver. I see liberation and freedom and deliverance taking place. Oh, Lord, thy God, would even say that now is the time to believe and to receive and to speak as Zion to your situation, to speak triumphantly and shout with the voice of triumph and see that your God will provide for you a miracle, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. There's increase in finances tonight. There's miracles for homes. There's miracles for bodies and minds and spirits. Glory to God. You've been wounded so deeply in your spirit as a person, and I see you in the spirit, and you were waiting for this word. You were saying, I wish you would speak, Lord, about this. Am I healed? Am I delivered? Can I move on? I've been wounded. The Lord said, you are now healed. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, yes. Right now, oh, yes. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the honor and glory. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. My. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Let's lift our hands as the saints of God. And let's praise the living God. Hallelujah. And praise the name of the living God. Holy Lord God Almighty. Holy Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise God. Hallelujah. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. My. We thank God for the holy, holy and mighty name of Jesus. We thank God for the divine blood, anointing, hallelujah, of Jesus. That precious and divine blood, that all-powerful blood that stained the old rugged cross at Mount Calvary. Lord, we just want to thank you. Our salvation is complete in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for speaking that it is finished. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the honor and glory. Father, we're asking you to touch people around the world. You are moving, even among the new listeners on tonight. But the Lord has shown me there are 3 new listeners, and you are ministers, and you are being touched. Thus saith the Lord. Lord, bless the students that listen. My Lord, keep blessing them, we pray. Meet every one of their needs. Let them be blessed through this time of prayer and the rest of this conference line, this conference call tonight. Hallelujah. May every miracle take place in their life. Lord, bless the founder and visionary of this line and ministry, Prophet, Doctor, and Teacher Leron Matthews. Lord, continue to bless him and undergird him and strengthen him, Lord. Thank you for that holy new anointing that is flowing in his life even tonight. We thank you he has entered into this holy new year, knowing even these things that were mentioned while we were praying. Hallelujah, that this is a special time. It's a turnaround time, even for the saints of God and the ministers and leaders and prayer warriors and workers for the Lord, workers for the Master. And Lord, even he shall see a turnaround in some of the circumstances that he's been facing even recently. Well, the Lord said, you will see it. Thus saith the Lord, you are still my prophet and my servant, my holy prophet, thus saith the Lord. Father, we thank you for hands being healed, and we come against the spirit of arthritis in arms, hands, and legs, and we do thank you, Lord. Father, there are ears being healed. There are eardrums being recreated tonight, and nerve deafness, you're being delivered from that out of the left ear, and you're beginning to hear as you test yourself now. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory and praise. Now we just claim a great holy new year in the Lord. We rebuke the devil. Thank God for the victory. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, by the divine and precious blood anointing of Yeshua, the holy, all begotten Son of the living God, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus. In his holy and mighty name, name and by his divine blood anointing. By the power of the Holy Ghost and the word of the living God, we call it all done. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us tonight. Amen and amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send a word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud, but I'm asking you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me shall be able to prosper. Through the noise, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Sabbath evening to you. I welcome you tonight to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you from joining us from all over the world. Such an honor and pleasure to have each and every one of you all connected with us on today. And we give God all the praise, we give him all the glory, and we give him all the honor on today. We bless the Lord today for each and every one of you. I want to take this time to thank our intercessors and our prayer warriors and our ministry gifts and kingdom leaders from all over the world that join us on tonight to be part of this auspicious occasion. We hear every first and every third Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. We've been through a transition for a minute trying to get things set up with our conference line phone number, but the number remained the same, so we would stay right in that frequency of keeping the number that we have, and we thanking God for where the Spirit of the Lord God is and where it is liberty. So we're thanking God for that, and we still have our number as is. And I bless the Lord tonight for the 218-548-3684 number. We're blessing God for you all joining us on this day and honoring the great God of the kingdom and the CEO of the universe. We bless him on tonight. Well, I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line, and thank to God we won't be before you long tonight, because we're just going to let the Lord have his way. And I am excited no matter what's going on around us. You got to stay in a place of excitement, people of God. You can't be moved, because there's always going to be distractions in the land, but you have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And anyone that's a leader understand the duty and responsibility that you have to stand and maintain being a leader in this time where you get all types of spirits from all levels and all parts of the world. You got to be able to be the leader that's going to stand firm on your word and stand firm on the kingdom of God word and stand firm on your duty and responsibility as a leader. So I'm just excited about men and women of God that understand the power of leadership and the power of who God is. Amen. I said it on one of my Facebook. Get ready. Many of you are entering into your breakthrough season now. You're entering into it. You got to trust the Lord and know that his will is going to be done. And when you trust in the Lord, everything's going to line up. It's going to line up for you on tonight. Well, I want to thank the intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry gift, kingdom leaders, all of those that came by and stood with us, stood in the gap with us. We bless God for you on tonight. And we give God all of the praise, the glory, and honor for who you are in the kingdom just honoring you all. We bless God for the many of you that are with us on today and celebrating the mighty works of the hand of God on your life on this day. All right, people of God, I want to talk about the vision of this prophetic conference line, because it's a vision that God had gave us over 8 years ago, and it's 8 years in counting. So we're 8 years in counting on this conference line, and God has given it to us to share the word of God to so many people's lives around the world, and we honor him for allowing us the strength, the power, and the fortitude to share the word of God and touch lives through the word of God. And I tell you, if it had not been from the Lord that's on my side and on your side, thanks to God, I would not be here today. Because I tell you, through the challenge and the adversities that we have to deal with the world and the people, you got to have the strength of the ox and the lips of clay to deal with all of the challenges that come with ministry and the duty of ministry. And I'm saying that with a smile on my face on tonight, because I'm excited about the Lord. One of the things about our fast that we went through, I told the Lord, don't leave me ignorant concerning any device of the enemy. Don't leave me ignorant concerning anything that the enemy is planning against me. Don't leave me ignorant concerning any a sound that comes into my frequency or my element. Make me aware of it. Let me hear it. Let me know it. And give me the power to address it. And that's what I told the Lord. I don't wait 40 days and 25 days and I don't get on my knees and say, Lord, I'm going to pray about it. No, I'm going to communicate with that man or woman of God and let them know what the Lord gave me or to make it clear to me. Amen. And I bless the Lord tonight for the people of God and the saints all over the world that are listening in today. We bless you on today and we honor you all for joining us and taking time out of your schedule to be connected with the conference line on tonight. And I don't take it lightly, your commitment and your dedication and your work, your work and your work to the kingdom of God. And I just bless the Lord for all that the Lord is doing for the saints of God on today and for many of you all. Thank you, kingdom leaders and men and women of God that play a pivotal role to our conference line. And whatever your duty is, I want you to know from the depths of my heart, I appreciate your heart, support, your strength, and everything that you do. So we honor the Lord for you all on tonight as well and for what the Lord allow you to do and to be part of it. So I bless the Lord for you all tonight. All right, the vision of the prophetic conference line is birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1. He said, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower. Now, this is what he's talking about when God is speaking to the prophet Habakkuk, and he's explaining to Habakkuk the role, the duty, and the responsibility of him standing firm and standing tall in his position and not relinquishing his position. I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what the Lord was saying to me. Now, he's not referring to the pews. He's not referring to the outsiders. He's not referring to ministry gifts. He's referring to the leader that he gave the vision to. He's not referring to the leader's wife. He's not referring to the leader's assistant. He's speaking to you. He gave you the vision. He gave you the vision. Now, if it's the opposite way, he gave the woman of God the vision. He gave you the vision. So when he gives you the vision, he said, you got to wait to hear what he say when you are reproved. In other words, when you've been made ready. So when you have been made ready, he then say, write the vision. That verse 1 is very pivotal before you enter into verse 2 because you have to be made ready to deal with the multiplicity of personalities and the spirit of people. You got to be made ready for that. You got to be made ready for the stress, the pressure, the being talked about, the being the gossip. You got to be made ready for it. And when you're made ready for it, there's certain things that you have to address and you don't address. There's certain things that you have to, you as a leader, you have to deal with so that the people can know who you are in that role in leadership. So he said, I will stand upon my watch, timing, and I will set me upon the tower, the place that he set you on. And I will watch to see what he was saying to me when I am what? When I am made ready. And then he said, do what? When I will see what he would say unto me when I, and what I should answer. There it is. When I am what? Reproved. In other words, when God looks at you and he seals his stamp of approval to send you out. God has to send his stamp of approval to send you out. When he gives you that stamp of approval and he sends you out, you've been made ready. And he sets you in place that you are being made ready. Then he said, now, write the vision. There it is. Make it plain upon table that they may run that readeth it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak, not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come, and it will not tarry. He prepares you for every step, and everything that you're doing, he prepares you for it. He sets it in motion for you, and he makes you ready for that assignment, the mandate. He puts it in place for you. And those things he does for your life. So he sets you in place so to be made ready for the mandate on your life. Amen. Then he said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Now you have the vision. Write the vision and make it plain upon table that he may run that readeth it. Who? Those who are following you will look at the vision and run with it because they've read it. So when they read it, they'll run with it. And it'll come into fruition or come into existence because you wrote the vision and made it plain. And it now it's come into existence and it comes into fruition. And then he answered and said, write the vision, make it plain, that they may run that readeth it. That means the detail. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Select it. Then verse number 4, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. Now he talks about the soul Israel. Is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Amen. The just shall live by faith. And we got to trust the Lord, have the spirit of the Lord God on us. We got to trust the Lord. We got to seek God's faith and trust the Lord. Amen. You got to trust the Lord in everything that you do. And the vision of this prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God to his people and change the world with one touching of the dialing of the phone and to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual in our need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. That's the vision. The mission of the prophetic kind is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the people. And I want to talk tonight from this standpoint right here. Be very careful who's in your atmosphere. I want to talk tonight. Be very careful of who's in your atmosphere. And I want to add to it, be very careful who's in your atmosphere that you choose and God did not choose. Be very careful who in your atmosphere, who you choose, but God did not choose. You got to be very careful of who's in your atmosphere that you choose, but God did not choose for your atmosphere. Because as a leader who carries oil on their life, there's a certain place that you have to maintain in the midst of those who connect to your life. So when people connect with your life, there's a certain type of anointing that you have to walk in and you have to carry no matter who the people are in your life. So that when they come into your life or when you bring them into your atmosphere, they have to understand the responsibility or the oil on your life, whether they're outsider or insider. They have to understand there should be such a godly respect for you that the godly respect that they have for you have to be a respect that they will always maintain towards you no matter where they are at with you or level they are at with you. It's important for you to know who's in your atmosphere. And the reason why it's important to know who's in your atmosphere, because when turbulence comes, I'm almost done. It's going to be about done in 10 minutes. Because there's a many great leaders who are in pivotal positions in their life now that are reaching a height. Because you got to go through the turbulence to reach that airspace. Hey, Shakabasan. Because there's a place that we're going now, and there are people who cannot go through the turbulence. And because the airspace changed, the air that they breathe changed, the precipitation changed, and the unit of the atmosphere changed. And there are certain people that cannot go to those atmospheres that you're going, because when turbulence comes, they want to, they'll hinder you. I was flying in a plane on my way to California, and I was going over the desert, and I never understood that they call over the desert. It was the Nevada desert, and in the desert, they have these, I call it sandstorms, and if you fly over the desert, because we're up about 40,000 feet in the air, and then you see these little things in the air. You can see them up in the air. And I'm like, wow, look at these. It's like almost like a little tornado. And so the pilot said, take your seat. We're going through like a sandstorm. And I'm like, we 30, 40,000 feet in the air. But what I didn't understand is these little cesspool of the sand begins to call these little circles in your atmosphere. And they go up and they begin to shake the plane. And when it went to shake the plane, there were people who I was sitting next to. Now, at first, the people, like, they didn't want to touch me. But all of a sudden, the lady grabbed my arm, and I'm looking at her and said, "Now, when I got in the seat, you didn't want to touch me." Touching people say, turbulence makes people, everybody want to touch you. See, and so all of a sudden, the lady grabbed me, and she go, "Woo, woo, woo." And I'm looking at her and said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Woo, woo, woo." She said, "I never experienced it." What you do is you're elevating yourself, and you hit a certain spot of turbulence, and that turbulence starts shaking, and it starts shifting anything in the cargo. And any cargo that's with you that's going up, it's starting to shake, and it's starting to shift. And people that are connected with you at that level will begin to shake, and they'll begin to shift, and they'll begin to break away. Or they realize they can't go to that atmosphere that you're in the anointing. And when you're elevating yourself, God would allow certain shaking and come to shake stuff away and to shake people away from you because of what he's going to do in your life. So no matter where you're going in the atmosphere, you got to be very careful who's in your atmosphere or who you bring in your atmosphere. Because after you get to that place of turbulence, I was looking at my arm, and my arm was, like, hurting. And I had forgot that I let this lady hold on to my arm for safety. Now, she wasn't interested in holding on to my arm while we were going through the level. But she started grabbing on to me and started pulling. So I looked at my arm and said, "Man, this lady really hurt my arm. I didn't realize she was grabbing on like that." And I was calm. And so many times after you come out of the turbulence, people believe marks. Oh, that's a prophetic word right there. People believe marks and scars on you that was never supposed to go with you. And you're trying to get to the place carrying scars and marks of people who were never supposed to be in your atmosphere in the beginning. They were never supposed to go where you were going. They were never supposed to be connected with you. They were never assigned to be with you because they were always an interference in the beginning. And turbulence came because elevation was mandated. Woo, touching people say my elevation was mandated. God elevates you. And anytime he's elevating you, you're going to enter into these levels of turbulence in your life, going up to the next level. And everything that you thought was going to go with you can't go with you because they're not strong enough for the cargo or the oil on your life. They're not strong enough, so you can't get upset with them or frustrated or disappointed. You have to go with the ride. You have to go into that turbulence and then allow God to begin to put the connections around and put the right people in your atmosphere. Because you got to understand what you're dealing with in this next level. You got to understand where you're going in this next level. You have to understand some people are not in your life for a lifetime. Some people are there for a season. Some people are there for just a reason. But you have to understand where you're going with people. I encountered some things. I'm not going to give a testimony of it, but I allowed certain things to get connected to me too close to me. And I allowed it to get close to me because I thought it would work for them and myself, people. And so in you letting people get close to you, and when I let the person be close to me, when turbulence began to come and certain level began to elevate, they couldn't deal with the turbulence. So they became a hindrance to the momentum and the strength and the power. Because there's certain things in life, people can't go where you are. Have you ever been with people that they don't never let you talk? All they do is talk, 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 yakety yak, yak. I tell a minister that some people you got yakety yak, they yak, yak, all that. They don't never let you talk. And then when you finally talk, you have to raise up a certain standard, and then you get your point across, and then they finally get it. Because they used to talking and not listening. They say they hear you, but they don't really hear you. They say they understand, but they really don't understand. Well, you're right, they are under the stand. They really don't hear what you're saying to them, where you're going in that elevation. And at that place when God moves you and elevates you, he changes the atmospheres around you. And when he changed the atmosphere around you, he changed the precipitation in you. Because, see, you can breathe in an element. They can't. So when stress comes, you calm. And they come up, oh, why? You and they breathing all hard and losing. You just sit there and say, it's okay. They don't understand. You've been there. So you're not going to make choices and decisions that's going to wreck what you're doing. You're going to make decisions that's going to move the momentum in the presence of God. So you have to be in a place where the Spirit of God is. Then you got those who wants to kid or joke at the wrong time, at the wrong time in the season. This is a serious moment. And at a serious moment, you got to be able to deal with serious things. And so they want to kid around or joke at a critical time. This is not the time to joke, because this is a critical point. Because you have to get the people to understand where God is taking you, at the level that he's taking you, and at the place he's taking you, so that when the elevation comes, they can be spiritually mature. When the elevation comes, they will understand where you at. When the elevation comes, they won't operate in pride. When the elevation comes, they won't be defeated. When the elevation comes, they won't be hindered. When the elevation comes, they won't make the mistake. When the elevation comes. Because when the elevation comes, God will, shall be done. And certain people can't go with you when the elevation comes. As much as you want them to go, as much as you try to get them to go, they'll be more of a hindrance or a liability than an asset. And you need people in your life that will not be a liability in the midst of God's ability on your life. Because when he moves in that level, he's taking you to a place in him that is going to be so powerful, so anointed, that no matter what happens, you will not be able to fall short in that elevating place. You'll know who's with you and who's not. You know who's in your atmosphere, and you know who's connected with you. You'll know the difference between agendas and people who don't have agendas. You know people who love you and don't love you. You know people who's going to go with you with the power and the presence of God. You have to know you can't be upset with them because they can't go. And it's okay, because you have to understand that everybody that's going with you, they have to understand the plan that God has concerning you and for you. So when they reach that place in it, they'll understand the level. That's why in this season, there's tremendous turbulence going on, but there's a peace in the middle of the turbulence. There's a horrendous thing that are happening, but there's peace in the middle of it. Because when God brings you to it, he's not going to let you lose it. Someone said the other day, and I didn't laugh about it, because I didn't even give them the opportunity to let them see my response. I just kept my human normal face. And they said, well, we know when the lion rolls, and we know when the lamb comes out of the prophet. And I looked and just said, amen. Kept moving. Because some things ain't even worth a conversation when you're elevating. Because in elevating, sometimes you have to stay focused on the purpose and the mandate that God has on your life. And when he has that mandate on your life, beloved, you have to stay in a place with God and the Holy Spirit where nothing should be able to move you out of your position, of your possession. You have to stay there and stay strong in it. Stay strong in it and stay in that mighty place in the Lord. Because when you're in that place with the Lord, God is the one that has to preserve you and to keep you. He's the one that's going to protect you. Because in that oil on your life is a pivotal part of the destiny for your life and the ministry that God has for your life. We bless the Lord today for that, for the purpose, knowing who's in your atmosphere and the purpose for them being there, the reason for them being there, and to understand why they're there. And when you know that, you'll know if they're going to be with you when turbulence comes. Because we all going to hit turbulence. We all going to go through some turbulence. We all going to go through some difficult times and some challenging times. But can you survive the turbulence of when you go through on today? We bless the Lord for you on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today for the word of God. We thank you for the people of God that are listening in. Cover them, strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Use them for your glory. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this season and opportunity, Lord, to bless your people of God. And Father, we ask that you continue to use them for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God, and it is so. Amen, amen, and amen on today. Amen. We're going to take a quick commercial. Administrator Brian, look at the quick commercial. We're going to come back, open up the live for any questions and comments on today. We bless the Lord for the thanks of God on today.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you on tonight. Thanks to God. We blessing the Lord for all that the Lord is doing. And we giving him praise, glory, and honor. Because I tell you, I'm blessing God. And I'm thanking God for his mighty works and his mighty hand on the saints of God and the people of God. Because if it had not been from the Lord on our side, believe me, people of God, we wouldn't be here. You gotta. And the great thing about the Spirit of the Lord God in turbulence, while everybody else is being shaken, you're not even being shifted. You just stand in the place of the Lord. Where everything is shaking around you, you're not being moved. And people, they ask the question, well, you okay? You're fine? What's going on with you? I'm okay. You ever had somebody keep asking you the same thing over and over again and again and again and again, and they keep asking you the same thing because they want to see you respond from a broken place. God is the repair of the breach. He does what he does. He's that type of God that we serve, and we have to know the anointing on the lives of his people and the things he's doing for the people of God on today. So we bless the Lord for what the Spirit of the Lord God is on today. And thank God for the same. All right, thanks to God. Anyone have a question or comment for us? We're blessing the Lord today for you all. I tell you, I know the Lord, and I just thank God. I'm telling you, my spirit is, if you're on the conference, if you're on the blog side, you can hit one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, you can hit *6 and come in. I always say, teacher, if people don't have any comment or question, it's okay. It's okay. All is well. Amen. All is well. If you have a comment, a question, a comment for us, you can come in. If you have a question for me, please feel free. You know, one of the things about
me. Good evening,
woman of God. Hold on just a quick second, please. Hold on. You know, one of the things I said, and maybe I have to leave this as a universal thing. I have to maybe... You know, I ain't going to make a universe. I just say it because this is who I am. You know, I believe that as a believer in the Lord, if you're a believer and there is a concern you have concerning a leader, you should feel comfortable enough to go to that man or woman of God, period. You should feel comfortable. I believe that as a man and woman of God, the greatest defeat of an enemy is silence. You don't even have to respond. And then some things, you don't have to respond to people. You just take it and say, look, I'm going to let God will be done. yet to let the Spirit of the Lord God will be done. And when you let his will be done, God will move over your life. In saying that, I've been the type of prophet and a teacher of the Word of God that if people have a question or a comment for me, you should have the ability to ask me, and I can give you an answer. Amen. I've always been that type of person. Amen. So if you have a question or comment, please feel free. All right, caller, God bless you on today.
Good evening, Prophet Matthews. I'm sorry for coming in too quickly. This is Marjorie in California. And I have a question that, good evening to everyone on the line. I have a question that a 14-year-old niece asked me, and I don't really have an answer for her, and I believe that you can give me an answer. She's just now being exposed to going to church and fasting because another of her cousins is on a fast right now. She had a question that came out of Daniel chapter 10 and 3. And her question was, why didn't he anoint himself? I'm sorry.
Let me go back to the scripture. Now, you said this is the first time she's been exposed to church at age 14.
Yes, not she didn't go to church consistently. Her mother was locked away, and so she was raised by, you know. And she's embracing it, and she's enjoying it, and she has a lot of questions, as a teenager would.
Okay, that's no problem. All right, let's go over to Daniel's 10 and 3. Daniel's 10 and 3. I've been teaching the book of Daniel on Sunday.
Yes.
10 and 3. All right, Daniel's 10 and 3. Okay, go ahead. You were asking a question.
Her question was, why did he not anoint himself? Because it said he ate no peasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine on my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all. Her question was, why did he not anoint himself?
Okay. This is, let me open up Daniel, the book of Daniel, with the word, it's a book that deals with what we call phenomena. Apocalyptic means, when you look at the word apocalypse or apocalyptic, you're dealing with the word phenomena. And so this particular book, is she listening in right now? Is she listening in?
No, I can't find her. I don't know where she is.
Okay. Well, the book of Daniel is a book that opens you up to the apocalyptic. Now, this is the word apocalyptic is Greek. So this is a Hebrew. Old Testament is Hebrew, Arabic, Hebrew. So that's why in terms of translation, from scholars and scribes' perspective, I'm just trying to break it down a little bit so you can understand that this book means uncovering and disclosure of knowledge, relation, in religious content. And what it does is in disclosure of something hidden, vision, and it also the vision of heavenly secrets. So it deals with phenomena so it can make sense in the earth reality. So Daniel sees a messenger. He sees a heavenly messenger. In the third year of Cyrus king. Now Cyrus is the fourth administration that Daniel is. You have Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, his father, his son. Then you had Darius, and then you have Cyrus. Cyrus, who would be the last king that Daniel will serve. And these were Neo-Persian kings or Babylonian kings. Okay. So this He said, in the third year of the reign, there was revealed unto him Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar, and those things were true. But the time was appointed with long, and he understood the thing, and he had understanding of the vision. So what Daniel did, he went before the presence, or he began a fast. In those days, Daniel mourned 3-4 weeks. So in his fasting, what he did is he ate no food, bread, saying no flesh or wine in his mouth. Neither did he anoint himself. In other words, he didn't put any oil on him. He just stayed pure. He just stayed purely pure before the Lord. He just stayed consecrated himself before the Lord with no oil, none of those things on him. So when she asked him a question, why didn't he anoint himself? He just wanted to be open to God so that when the Lord speaks to him, he will be able, when the Lord began to speak to him and the Lord talks to him, he will be open to the presence of God. So he didn't eat no food, no drink, no wine, had nothing in his body, but not anoint himself at all. He just stayed open to the presence of God. Anoint. That's the anoint that we talk about here, is the smearing of the oil on him, like the putting on the oil. That they put the oil on him. You know, some people beat the sackcloth and ashes. He didn't do anything. He just stayed open to the presence of God. He just wanted to be open to the presence of God. And then after that time was fulfilled, in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, that's the 24th day of that month, he was by the side of the great river, the Hittite. Then he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a certain man clothed in garments. Okay, so God, because he stayed, in other words, he stayed broken before the Lord. I'll use that. He maintained a brokenness before the Lord so that when the Lord spoke to him, God would speak to him specifically, clearly, and give him information he needs. I hope that made sense. You still that woman of God?
Yes, sir. It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear. Thank you.
But in the Old Testament, you had some people who they go before the Lord and they put sackcloth and ashes on them and they sacrifice themselves. But he just went for the presence of the Lord. It was not a sacrifice. He just went before the presence of the Lord.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
And matter of fact, let me share this with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for dropping this email on me. It was, he did not go before the Lord he didn't go before the Lord as a sacrifice. He just went to the presence of the Lord to be open, because he had the vision, he understood the vision. He needed, he came into the presence of the Lord to be open to God for whatever the Lord wanted to reveal to him. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
All right, thank you.
And if anybody else on the line who want to get clarity to that, you can come in as well, too. Thank you for that question. I hope that's able to help her. And I just wish the best for the young lady as she continues to learn more about the kingdom of God, because it's a blessing when you have young people, especially 14, wanting to know about the word of God and the kingdom of God and to understand the kingdom of God from this perspective. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And I'm going to play this for her so she can hear it from your mouth.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you too, woman. God bless you too. Anyone else have a question or comment today? For us. For me. On today. All right. We bless the Lord. Well, we thank God for those that are listening in today. We hear every first and third Mondays. I know we had a fourth Monday, a fourth and fifth Monday, but was not here. So sometimes people miss it because they didn't get the dates and time right. But we've been doing it since October. So we hear every first Monday and every third Monday night at 7:00 p.m. Central, 8:00 p.m. Eastern, and 5 o'clock p.m. in the West Coast. So we bless the Lord for you all joining us on today and connecting with us. So if you have questions and comments for us, you can join us every first and third Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m. We're here on the conference night Monday and Tuesday, and then every Thursday morning, 5 a.m., and then every first and third Friday, and every first and third Saturday. We have made some major shifting because of scheduling and how so much that we give to ministry and the work that we give and the great leaders that are working with us. So we bless the Lord for it. And join us every Wednesday at noonday. And for those who join us, the same number we had before, we back to that original number. That number has not changed. It did change for a minute, but we back to our original number, the 218-548-3684. And access code is 435-160#. And Sister Barbara, do you have her to come on some Sunday morning? Sunday morning, we're on the blog. We're on the blog side, and I'm teaching on the book of Daniel. She wants to hear, you know, some of the things I teach on Daniel's. Please invite her to come and invite her friends to come, because I really make it something simple so the kids can so the young people can understand and learn. Because I've been teaching from the book of Daniel and sharing the word of God from the book of Daniel with so many of the people of God, especially in this season. I am, and I got a lot of peace with it, but there are so many things right now that are coming at a lot of us believers and pastors and leaders. So don't feel that you're alone. Please don't feel that you're alone right now with what you're dealing with distractions and distractors and all kinds of things coming from every element of your life. And a lot of things coming against your mind mentally and your body going through these changes. There's so much inner element that's going on. And this time, you really got to try to rest yourself. You got to actually pull away. Like, man, as soon as you pull away, like, man, you pull away and something happens. Something keeps happening. And then something that we call urgency and emergency, for us, for the people who haven't, it's urgency and emergency then, but it's not for us. And we got to be very careful that we don't pull ourselves into things that that are urgency and emergency, and it's not urgency for us. Because I'm telling you, the enemy is busy, really busy. And so we bless the Lord and thank God for her. All right, no question or comment. We bless the Lord for all those other kingdom leaders that are on from around the United States. Bless them. Don't forget to join us. We're heading to Hampton, Virginia. Thank to God, we'll be heading to the city of Hampton, Virginia on February 14th and 15th. We will be there in Hampton, Virginia with Apostle Maurice Simmons and his wife Eugenie Simmons for the Love Conference that is going on. You want to be there for this conference. It's going to be a blessing to so many people. And we'll be selling our books. We'll be talking from our book as well, sharing from our book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter. You can come. We can participate. It's going to be a blessing for you as well as life-changing for you. Saints of God, and we'd love to see you in the building and in the place for this awesome conference 2020. So join us for What's Love Empowerment Conference 2020. So register for it. The cost is only $10. Registration in advance include lunch, so you can register for it as well. I love to see you there. I was going down into my archive, and this is really gonna bless some people. No, I won't even tell it right now. You just have to be at the conference, because sometimes I give too much information to the people. But anyway, you just want to be there to be a blessing, because God was really dealing with me about some really powerful things. I kind of consult my daughters about some things, and I share with them, and they give me advice. I got some daughters. One of them is just like me, like 1,000. She's like me 10,000%. I was kind of talking to them, and we were laughing and embracing some stuff. But, I can be deep with them. That's in our world that we get in. And I'm going to be sharing some things that is going to be a blessing to some people along the way, and I believe it's going to be life-changing for me. My daughter, when she read my book, she was like, man, Dad, I didn't really know. She said, man, I didn't know all this you dealt with. Yeah. I just said, yep. But it blesses a lot of people. But we want to invite you to be there. Join us in Restoration Truth Ministry, Apostle Maurice, them and the Prophet Eugenie Center. We'll be joining them, Ministry Without Wall, for their February 14 and 15, 2020, for their What's Love Conference, Empowerment Conference 2020. So we'd love to see you there. You can purchase the book, Love the Unfinished Chapter, as well. For more information, call 757-817-1226, I believe that is. And for more information, go to Restoration Truth Ministries at gmail.com for more information to contact them. You don't want to miss this conference. I believe it's going to be one that's life-changing for you, a life-changing conference for you. We're taking it to another level, the one we did in Florida there on the island. I can't remember what island that was in Florida. We had a phenomenal time there, but we're taking it to another level. And I believe that's going to be something, it's going to bless people's lives. Amen. It will be a blessing to you. All right, don't forget to register. You can also go to my Facebook page and look up my Facebook page. There's information up there on the Facebook page as well. Ministry of Aretha Bryan got their conference coming up March 15th. Don't forget to join us for our seven-year church celebration. That's March 20. That will be March 27th and 28th. That's seven-year church celebration, March 27th and 28th. 20, seven-year church celebration. It's going to be a great, awesome time. And the Lord, you'll get more information about that. And our June conference, don't forget our June conference, June 25th, 26th, and 27th, June of 2020 conference. So these are the dates of our conference. And then our Family Value Conference, that will be October the 30th, Friday, October 30th, and then Saturday, October 31st. That will be our Family Value Conference. So prepare, set those dates in place. We'd love to see you here for our great conferences that we have this year. And I'd love to have you in the place. All right. Administrator Brian, any final questions or comments over there?
God bless you, Prophet Matthews. All lines are clear. However, please keep in mind that the third Sunday in every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, please feel free to visit the ministry website, WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM. God bless you.
All right. Bless you, people of God. Have a phenomenal night in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on tonight. God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.